welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just want to thank you for being here this week and every week for tuning in. And I hope that you guys reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. Let me know what episodes you love. Let me know what you want to hear more of. And I ask that if you had something that moved you, that you share it in that moment with someone that you know needs it or online so that we can get the good word out there and help people create the shifts in their life that they are looking for as well. And as always, you guys, I would love a rating and a review. That means the world to me because then I can get the most incredible people in the world on this podcast just for you answering the questions that you want. So every single one matters and I thoroughly appreciate it. So I am in the midst right now of planning my annual event. This will be the fifth one that I have had. It is a three-day women's empowerment weekend, and it is in Newport Beach, California. So it is completely sold out. It actually sold out in 1 week this last year. So if you guys are interested as I continue talking about what I have going on during the planning, I would love for you to get on the waiting list for next year. And that is at my website, loriharder.com. Otherwise, you can go to theblissproject.info and check out what this event is all about. So it's 3 days. And I am in the depths right now. I am in the belly of planning, of figuring out what this is going to look like, of really getting right down into it and seeing what the flow is going to be, how I can take you down in order to really have you be able to see what it is that you need to see inside of yourself. So with that said, I absolutely love this time of year. And at the same time, it is such a test for me. It is such a test of all of the things that I'm constantly preaching. And there's no doubt why I do what I do. It's because we teach what we need the most, right? So for me, I am constantly teaching about fear and about blocks and about not robbing yourself of the moment and about gratitude and about being present, simply because that's how I want to live. That's where I want to be. And these things come up for me quite often. And I want to become such a master that even though they're still coming up all of the time, you know, I still have fear. Of course, I still feel anxious. Of course, it's still tough for me to connect with people. And this happens because no matter where you are in your journey, you elevate to the next level. You set goals around what's next and what's scary and what else can I do and how else can I grow. And honestly, that is life. Growth is life. So with that said, I'm really challenging myself with this Bliss Project to go a little bit deeper with you guys and to see if we can't create a little bit more of a sacred space to crack open even more. And with that, it means changing a lot of my content around. So, you know, I'll go and sit and just really, really try to think of what I can be doing to help you guys. And sometimes what can happen is, in those times, we can think that we're doing it alone and we can get really stressed out and we can start freak out mode, right? Where it's like, oh my gosh, this isn't right. It's not going to be ready. Like, I don't feel good about this. I don't feel smart enough. Like, right. I had just like attack of the you're not smart enough monster today. And I thought this is exactly what I need to talk about is not only was I sitting there thinking I'm doing this alone, but it's also robbing me of all of every moment that I have right now, right? So I want to talk about those two things. So Paulo Coelho, who wrote The Alchemist, I believe I'm saying that right, he has a quote that says, "Tell your heart that the fear of suffering is worse than the suffering itself." So I'm sitting here being equally as excited as I am scared and miserable because I'm allowing myself to fantasize about what potentially could happen instead of setting aside that moment and saying, you know what? You love to be creative. Like, this is a time where you can just play right now. You have plenty of time to enjoy yourself and really picture everything that is positive that's going to come out of this. And also, it's all about knowing that you are not doing this alone. You're not doing this life alone. You're not doing your dreams alone. You're not taking on, you know, whatever sort of trial or tribulation that you have going on in your life alone. When we remember that we are tapped in, that our soul is connected to something higher, that we can turn our face back towards the sun, that we will immediately be helped if we ask for it, right? So alter it up. So just remember, if you have those fears, even if it's around something that is exciting, you are not doing it alone. So say a prayer, ask for help. Ask for what you need. Tune back in. Most likely you're listening to this podcast because at this very moment you may have needed the exact same thing that I needed. So what is it that you are feeling you are carrying on your own right now? And how could you offer it up? And how could you support yourself around that? And how could you start enjoying the moment? What could you be grateful for right now and realize that your fantasy of suffering and pain is worse than the actual suffering itself? And that's such a powerful statement because it's not happening right now. Nothing is actually happening right now in this moment. So allow this moment to be this moment and don't rob this moment from exactly this perfect time that it is for you to enjoy getting creative, enjoy focusing on what could be and what greatness could come. So you guys, let me know what it is that you are focusing on and how you're going to switch your thoughts. Reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook and let me know what you're going to focus on instead. How are you going to get these moments back and really allow the future to be in the future and the present to be in the present? And I will tell you, one of the best things you can do is gratitude. So think of the top three things that you are most grateful for right now. Envision them, picture them, feel them in your cells. Picture yourself there, whether it's when you're with loved ones or a warm hug or whatever that is to you, and go to that place. So you guys, I hope that this helped you free yourself and know that you are so divinely tapped in. You know you are. So turn over to that, alter up your fear and move forward, because that is what life is all about, is growth. It's sloppy, crazy, messy, beautiful growth. And that truly is where the journey gets good. Until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.